On the house on a blue moon morning, trying to put a smile on your face as it relates to the plumbing system at your house with Chris Stanfield from Benjamin Franklin Plumbing. Let's go ahead and get right to the lines and see if we can bring in some of the people that have been waiting the longest. Let's bring in Bob. Mr. Mike, bring in Bob. Thanks for calling. Bob, what is your plumbing question for Chris?
Yes, I do. I installed a gas hot water heater at the beginning of the year.
Okay.
And I was going through the manufacturer's information, and I ran across a caution. Hydrogen gas can be produced in a hot water system served by this water heater that has not been used for a long period of time, generally 2 weeks or more. Hydrogen is extremely flammable. To dissipate gas and reduce the risk of injury, it is recommended that the hot water heater be operated for several minutes at the kitchen sink before connecting any electrical appliances to the hot water system. This is the first time I've ever seen anything like this.
Chris, are you familiar with that? A natural gas water heater building up hydrogen gas. I have heard of that as one of the reasons you want to turn your unit to vacation when you're leaving for any amount of time.
Yeah, because when it's on, that's when it produces it. So do you leave the house a lot on vacation?
It's a second home, so we're going back and forth quite a bit.
Okay, so do you turn it off when you leave? To vacation. Okay. And then when you get there, when you get there, if you're gone for at least 2 weeks or more, yeah, I'd recommend running some water, hot water through it, before you turn it back on. We don't really run into this problem much because we don't deal with there are a lot of people that go on vacation, but we don't really see this a lot. I don't think it happens all the time in every situation, but it can happen.
And generally, if you'll just crack the faucet and bleed it off and let it run for a few minutes before you do anything else, before you pour that fourth glass of water. You know, I think if we could do a whole show, we could do a whole month of show about what happens to water when it's just like when it's sitting in your RO tank and you've left it filled, and then you go home to Muskogee, Wisconsin for the summer and come back. All of that water that's been completely filtered and perfectly pure and clean with no chlorine in it has been sitting in your RO tank for 5 months.
Yeah.
And you get here from Sky Harbor, or you drive in, you unlock the door, you walk to the kitchen faucet, you get a little ice, and the first thing you do is fill up a glass of water that's been sitting for 5 months. We could go through a whole show on what to do coming and going from your second home.
Yeah. So on the plumbing, on water, it's just problematic,
especially as it relates to water.
Yes.
You know, look at the headlines of the story that hit just this week of the Legionnaires' disease that's being airborne in New York City.
Right.
What about that?
I know that's actually has killed a couple people.
And we know the Legionnaires' disease is buried somewhere in waterborne environments, and you need your hot water heater set at 140 degrees. To beat the Legionnaire's disease. Now, I've never heard of people catching Legionnaire's disease in their own house.
No, nothing locally at all, that's for sure.
Yeah, but 140 degrees. Now, Phoenix Fire Department and most municipal fire departments say don't set it at above 120. But 120 is still compatible with a lot of bacteria growth.
Yes.
And we thought, when we took Bob's question, it was going to be not a hydrogen gas issue, but a sulfuric gas issue. Which you see a lot. You turn the hot water on, it smells like rotten eggs. Now, how do you solve that?
Well, that a lot of times will be the anode rod has gone bad, or you can also disinfect the water system.
and how would you do that? That's a pretty complicated process to really do it right.
That can be. In fact, they used to make you do it on some homes. I remember I do construction of new homes. We'd have to disinfect the whole water system after the construction to get it ready for the homeowner.
Makes sense. Yeah. But that's a hydrogen peroxide treatment that you send through the water heater, that you actually let it dissolve in there. You send it through the entire system by turning the hot water tap on every single location, but not so much as to drain the hydrogen peroxide, but to allow the hydrogen peroxide to be sitting in the valves and the gaskets and the pipes and the joints and every part of your water supply system. And then, after several hours, you drain everything
and bleed it all off
and put in clean water. And at that point, theoretically, you've got a purified water system at your home. And we've got people putting in the filters with their bare hands.
Yeah, you're not supposed to touch any of that.
This could get gross quick.
Yeah.
Folks,
weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.